Stay connected this winter with this unbeatable deal from Breezeline. Get reliable, fiber-powered internet for just $19.99 per month with all-in pricing for 2 years. But that's not all. Your first month is on us. This deal gets better with a free modem and installation, along with free Wi-Fi your way whole home coverage. Safeguard your network from cyber threats and keep all your devices connected and secured with this amazing offer. Act now. Terms and conditions apply. Offer expires March 3rd, 2024. Learn more at breezeline.com.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to a very sexy good game. Nice try. Yeah.
Wow.
It's Friday, baby. The weekend's starting up. Of course, for some of us, if you start drinking on Thursday night, the weekend's already started. In that case, hope you're having a good weekend.
This intro is a far cry from the, rootin' hollerin', ring around the call.
Yeah, hootin' hollerin'. You know what I did? I made the mistake of going back and listening to some of our old podcasts, and my voice is high and scratchy.
So you're trying to take the silky, sultry approach now.
I'm just trying to overcorrect a bit. Okay. You know, I will say, I think, you know, it could be nice maybe if... You know, we were soothing.
I would love this episode to just feel like a warm hug, a nice massage to lead us into the weekend. I was trying to think of, like, what have I been playing lately? And I've been stuck on a little Mario Kart, but I really want to dive back into Elden Ring every so often. But it's not really a game to pick up too casually. So... I thought that I could, and I picked it up, and I'm like, I'm ready. Like, I'm gonna move on. There's one big part I wanted to get past. But as I was trying to get there, I kept jumping onto this stupid platform. And the fall down, I don't think you're supposed to be able to make it down. And I just kept dying in the dumbest way. And my only goal was to just try and get my soul, like try and get my ship back.
Yeah.
So I kept going back to it and dying repeatedly on the same jump. And by the end, it was like 5 attempts, and it's not close to anywhere I was spawning. So at the end of 35 minutes, I'm like, okay, that was fun. And then I quit, and that's all.
It broke.
That's all I could handle.
It broke you. Yeah.
Putting 35 minutes into that, honestly, is longer than I would. I would just be like, "Screw this!" Throw my controller.
After attempt number 3, it started to hurt more, and then the 5th, I was like, "Okay, I'm not getting this back. It's a lost cause."
I think. Look, I think we've all had our souls crushed by games, and yeah. I think. One trend I'm loving in games right now is the kind of roguelite, you know, where you are supposed to die over and over and you get a little bit better every time.
Please reward me for dying repeatedly.
Right.
Any game that does that, I'm stoked on.
And, the you know, Dead Cells, the last one I played that I really liked was Sifu. But here's the thing about those games. Those games, for me, are a countdown to disappointment because I know I'm not good enough to beat them. I know. So, like, I'll play, and there just gets to be a point in every one of those games where I'm just not good enough, and I weep, and I scream to the heavens, and I throw my controller, I sacrifice, I'm making a sacrifice, you know, like chicken bones and voodoo. I just can't do it, and so my soul gets crushed. But I know going in, when I picked up Sifu, I was like, this game is going to crush my soul. And I still played it.
Of course. Right. The worst part is that it always feels like you're one more run away.
Yes.
From just making it happen and making it all worth it.
It's like gambling.
It is.
Like, this is the time.
I'm gambling with my soul.
Yeah.
It reduces us down to like our rat, like pressing a lever and using our rat brains. I know. Yeah. Jen, have you ever been, had your soul crushed by a game?
Okay. So PlayStation 2, I think it was the James Bond, I think Nightfire is what it's called. I'm going to Google it.
If they haven't made a James Bond Nightfire game, I think that title is right.
Nightfire, James Bond 007 Nightfire.
Oh my
gosh. It's one level that I just couldn't, it was like midway through the game. You're like sneaking around this like minimalist mansion in the snow, just trying to like.
As you do.
It's just trying to like take guys out one by one. I probably spent. So I spent so much of my childhood trying to that specific. I would get to that level. I never beat it. I don't even remember the last day that I like was just like threw in the towel and just like put my controller and was like, but to this day, I've never beat it. And now I'm like, should I go back?
You know what we should do? We should have an episode of Good Game, Nice Try where the three of us go back and play a game like that from our childhood and revisit our worst. Like one of a soul crushing event from the past, we should all revisit and then see if we can help each other get past it.
I like that. Yes. And we can finally just conclude that chapter in our lives.
That's what we do here. We are supportive.
We
this
need
is
closure.
Like an audio hug. And that's how we're going to do it. That guys, together we stand, divided we fall.
I love it. Wow. Okay.
I'm going to tell you something, a game that for me is the opposite of a roguelite. To me, when I got this game and every time I fire it up, it is pure joy. It is the it expands my soul. It doesn't crush it. I have a blast playing this game, and that game is Beat Saber. That game is pure joy from start to finish. The only thing that stops me from playing Beat Saber is the battery life on my Oculus.
You are only limited.
You're only, and I got the extra one, so it's like 5 hours. Yeah, it's crazy.
Got lots of time. I know that is. It's such a good palate cleanser. It really is, and that makes me even more excited for our guest today, because he is the co-founder and music director of Beat Games, which is the studio behind the unbelievably popular game, Beat Saber. We had a chance to talk to him about creating Beat Saber, all of the exciting and awesome things that are coming up in the game, including something I'm really excited for, EDM mixtape, baby.
Hell yeah. Just when you thought it couldn't get more awesome.
I know. All I want is just, I want old school EDM. I want Deadmau5. I want Zedd. And now we have it.
Yes.
Now it is here. And we get a chance to nerd out a little bit about it. So enjoy our interview with Yaroslav Beck. Well, I don't know if you remember, but the last time that you and I chatted, it was actually E3 2019.
Oh, yeah.
A little while ago. And this was such a cool time because it was shortly around, it was around the time where you had just licensed Imagine Dragons,
which
was massive. And I think at that point you said something to the effect of, now I feel like I could license the moon. And truly, I think over the last couple of years, you have, you know, between Fall Out Boy, Lady Gaga, BTS, like it's insane.
It's absolutely crazy when I'm thinking about it. It's awesome. And the support from music industry and from everybody, it's really awesome. And yeah, BTS, oh my God, Billie Eilish, really cool.
It's huge. And we're just wrapping up off of the MetaQuest Gaming Showcase. And we have some pretty big news as well.
Oh yeah, yeah. So we are not done yet. So we are really expanding the music catalog. We announced that our new EDM mixtape is coming to Beat Saber, which is like we are bringing like the best electronic music hits to Beat Saber, including Pendulum, Madden, Fatboy Slim, Deadmau5, and really like all-star names and really it's kind of hard to pick because there's so many awesome artists, but really to figure out like what music will be most fun to play, which is kind of like the first criterion, how we are selecting the music. It's super hard, right? Because like personally, I would love to do this artist and this genre, but then when you imagine how you are like slashing the cubes into the rhythm, and is the rhythm really that entertaining, even though the music is amazing, that it's kind of like always the fight. But yeah, I'm super, super happy about the progress, what we are doing there. And yeah, it's super exciting.
You are slowly making your way to licensing the moon. We're getting there.
I'm saying we are not done yet. There's many, many more things what we will bring to the table. And yeah, it's just awesome to see players to be really kind of, excited from every release where we do, because it's kind of like easy to put out like 10 DLCs in a month if you have like people to support it. But I really don't want to do that, because I'm trying to think about it in the way that I'm the player who would like to actually buy the stuff. And can I afford it? You know, can I afford to like buy 10 music packs in a month? And would it be fun anymore? Because like we really want to work with each artist to that they have like their own moment and really like go big and make it like really awesome. So this is also what we are trying to do, to bring a lot of content, but still like keep like the month for the whole release and really like make it as good as possible and support the artists as much as we can, because we are basically recreating the VR environment for that artist. And that was like awesome. For example, what we did with Billy, that like we really tried hard to like how Billie Eilish can be represented in VR and how you can experience Billie Eilish in VR. So, and we are trying to do this with every artist. So that's the reason why we are kind of trying to give enough time for each artist to shine.
Yeah. I mean, you guys have done a fantastic job with keeping the quality high. I mean, I think that really is, it really, I think, is a testament to how much you, like you're just saying, you know, how much you care about your fans and how you really want to shape every artist into their own experience. I mean, I think about like, I think that Beat Saber is the game I introduce people, I used to introduce VR to people. It is the number one game because it has that beauty. I'm not saying anything you don't know, but to people who have not played Beat Saber, if there are any people out there who haven't played Beat Saber, it has this, you're in your own world. Every artist has their own world. I mean, look at Fallout Boy with the fire, which is amazing.
Oh, so
and so great. And then, you feel cool. It empowers you in such a cool way. And I think, man, like congratulations on really like transforming this new VR technology to something that feels very emotional, you know?
So, yeah, well, thank you so much. I'm super humbled to hear this. I don't even know what to say, but I think that for us, that's the reason why I'm kind of saying that the thing is not done yet, because like what I see and my main motivation is to really help to make the game, which is kind of like the starting point for everybody in VR, you know, where you have like the ultimate experience when you try it as the first thing in VR environment, it will be spot on in every single direction what you can imagine. And it will be like easy to play, but super hard to master.
Right.
You will have the best content, like the best everything. So, and VR is still in my mind far from it. So we are still like trying to make it better. Recently we actually released a new game mechanics, which is called Chains and Arcs. So you have basically like, I have my 3D printed cube here. So when you have like, little elements under the cube, so this is called chain. So it's kind of, you are swinging and make the cube like longer. And then you have like nice lines, which is, we call it arc. So you kind of put the sabers into them and it's guiding your sabers. So you kind of have even like better experience from the gameplay. And as you said, it's, you know, you are kind of like physically experiencing music. And like, because I'm a composer myself and I did a lot of movie trailers and game trailers. And I see what people are doing when they hear like game or movie soundtrack in the theater. And then when they hear the music next day in the radio, you kind of have like that relationship with the music. And with Beat Saber, you have kind of the physical relationship with the music, which is kind of even elevated, and it's pretty cool. So when people are, when they know music in Beat Saber, so next day when they hear the track, so they kind of like starting to muscle memorizing the music.
Yeah,
it's pretty cool.
Yeah, I will say, very similar to Blay, Beat Saber is the first game that I will typically put people in VR. It awesome. Is just such a good representation of just so many things that you can do in VR, getting a handle on it, the music, the visuals, everything is just, it's such a good first experience. And I will say, playing through the Fall Out Boy pack, the chain notes and the arc notes made me dance in a way that I don't dance. I am not a dancing person. I am not known to dance, but it was so fun. And especially with the arc notes, you know, having to follow the lines and like moving my arm up and the way that you move your body, it's such a, like the flow matches so well. And it really makes you move your body. And it like Blaise said, I just felt so cool. Yeah. I was giving it my all.
I'm super happy to hear that. I need to tell this to our beat mappers, our beat mapping team, because we are like handcrafting every single position of the cube. So, and you have five levels, and basically we are just trying to make the level as fun as possible. And just because everything is handcrafted, so we are really trying to make people kind of like dance with it. So yeah, it's super awesome to hear.
I mean, they're nailing it. They're definitely nailing
it. They're awesome.
One thing I did enjoy too, and you kind of mentioned it, where it's something where it's easy to jump into, but also really difficult to master.
Yeah.
So I feel like it's such a good entry. But then once you kind of get the hang of it, first of all, I mean, there's so many songs that everybody at some point will find songs that they know or that they really enjoy or that they can really get into. But also you can step it up. Like I've thrown myself into a couple expert plus situations. I've tried 360 mode. It's hard.
Yeah.
It is difficult. It is challenging.
You are very, very, very brave. I'm not trying expert plus at all. like honestly, it's true when developers say that they are bad in playing their games. And I'm very honest, and I can clearly say that I'm very bad. So yeah, Expert Plus, not for me.
Yeah, that's why I specified I tried.
Okay.
I definitely tried.
I have to say, like, you know, one of the things I think is such a testament to this amazing kind of experience you guys have created in Beat Saber is your rabid fan base. And I think like there's such a fantastic modding community around Beat Saber and people mapping their own songs. Although, you know what? They never use enough walls. I'm telling you, man. The modders never, you guys use great walls and like you're ducking and moving around and you're making me move around. The modders never do that. They're lazy. But that being said, like, there are some really cool, you know, like the Darth Maul style, like bow staff things. And also there's a thing called, and for those listening, you can buy a pole and you can attach the controllers on either side of the pole. And I've done this as well. And if you turn off the directions, you can actually, like Darth Maul, it's really, really fun.
So cool.
It's so hard, but really, really fun. And there's also, the modders have come up with a thing called Feet Saber, where they will attach the controllers to their feet and they will mod songs so they're kind of like kicking. Would you guys ever consider implementing anything like that into the actual official game?
Oh, wow. Like, if this will be just up to me, a Beat Saber will have 10,000 ways how you can play it. Like, these are super cool. Honestly, I'm a lot into the 3D printing, and these, like, that you can connect your controllers and stuff. I have all of this. I tried it. It's amazing. And what community is creating, it's mind-blowing, and I'm always stunned what people is creating. It's amazing. And honestly, like, we are hiring a lot of people from community as well. Just, you know,
amazing.
Like our beat mappers, most of them are beat mappers who were doing like community beat maps.
Oh my God, that's very cool.
It's just like, you know, it's kind of like no brainer not to do this, you know, when there's so many very passionate people about your game. So the best thing really is to bring them in and work with them to make the game even better. So yeah, it's the best thing, really.
It just makes sense.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
It really does.
I kind of like think that everybody does that, but more I get into it, I'm surprised that not many people are actually doing that. So yeah, it's strange, but we are really trying to bring people from community, and you know, because they are those who are like super, super passionate and kind of like trying to make everybody around even more passionate about things what we do and just like push it forward. Because you know, we are working on the game for I think 6 years now. We released it I think 4 years ago or something like this. And you know, we are in it every day. So it's actually really good to have people who have like new ideas and just like say, hey, this is totally wrong. Let's do it like, yeah, let's use feet or stuff like this. So yeah.
Yeah. I think it also just shows how much more potential even the game has beyond what we can even think of. I mean, I never would have. Feet Saber is a hilarious joke, but the fact that somebody actually did it makes me like full of joy, you know, because it just brings us back to our love of games and wanting to entertain and wanting to make something to give other people joy, which is so cool.
Yeah, there's, you know, some games, if I'm not mistaken, Dota just came from kind of the mod. So we are really looking into this. And, you know, some developers are kind of like, oh, people are messing with our game. That's terrible. But like, for me personally, it's like, for first, I would love that everybody are using official songs. And we are really trying to do it, right, when we are licensing as much music as we can and make it like proper. But at the same time, like seeing what people really can do and just the creativity behind it, it's just like, it's really inspiring.
Yeah, it's a good mentality to take into it, because these are the people who care enough about your game that they're dissecting it. They're putting their own spin on it. They're putting their own love into it. Like it just makes sense. And it's a good mentality to have.
Now, if we could for a second step back to the very beginning, did you have any idea what Beat Saber would become? And what was your kind of experience with VR all the way back then?
So, I don't know where to start. Well, I will start from the beginning then. So I'm actually recording my own personal vlog, which is totally private and nobody will see it ever, I hope. And I'm kind of like recording those aha moments in my life.
Cool.
And just to like put it down in case I will try to summarize it one day, that I have like really clear representation what really happened. And there is video from the moment when I seen Beat Saber for the very first time. And I was excited beyond anything. And it was in the moment that like I was composing gaming soundtracks before. And I actually did one little soundtrack for VR game before. So I tried the technology and I was like, this is pretty cool. And I can see how this can be a future. But it really worked in the way that you are showing the VR to your friends and they said, yeah, that's cool. And then passed VR to next person. But you won't be playing again next day. And this, so I was kind of like, yeah, VR is cool, but it's like, who is going to like, where's the retention, right? And then when I saw Beat Saber, it instantly clicked in my head. And I was telling myself, okay, this is something what I want to play next day and be good at. And this completely changed my perspective about like the whole ecosystem, because there obviously can be way how you can get into. And then just like, it was big aha moment. And that's the reason why I did the video about it, because I was like, oh my God, I need to be part of this. And at that time I was in Venice, and I was making music for a lot of trailers or Star Wars and like a lot of stuff. And I figure out, I saw on the Facebook little video alpha prototype of Beat Saber, and I thought, okay, this is done by some AAA studio. And I just figure out that this is being done by two guys who are in Czech Republic, And I'm from Czech Republic. So I was like, what the heck? So I flew to Czech Republic, like basically back home, just to tell them, hey. Yeah. So I flew back. I told them, hey, I want to do soundtrack for this and we need to make it like super epic. And they said like, yeah, we wanted to call you, but you are faster. So it was like absolutely mind blowing. And so, yeah, I started to work on first songs for them. Jan, who is the main developer behind Beat Saber, he implemented the first song, what I did, and then it get viral instantly. And then I was like, okay, we are onto something. We need to form the company. And yeah, and the rest is history, really. So it was crazy.
I really love how the stars truly aligned.
Yeah.
Like how they just so happened to both be Czech and, you know, how everything had kind of aligned in that way.
Yes, yeah. Like Jan and Vlad are Slovak, which are like our neighbors. We have basically the same language, but they live in Czech Republic. And so basically, like, you know, everything just like connected dots immediately. And it's crazy because at that time I was like thinking, okay, I want to be like the Hollywood composer, right? And I want to like do music and stuff like this. And everything like twists like that. And you just know that things are right. It's really interesting. And I have this till this day. So I'm super grateful for it. So yeah.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
And I love how you did briefly mention it, but personally, I didn't actually know this, but, and I'm sure maybe some other people didn't know this as well, but you did a lot of music composition for the Overwatch shorts, StarCraft, Battlefield trailers, a lot of really cool stuff in the gaming industry, even before Beat Saber.
That was a big start for me. And honestly, it is really big thing for me personally, because I'm from Czech Republic and you don't have that many composers from like Czech Republic who are doing things like this. And I'm extremely grateful for it till this day. So it's kind of like mind blowing. And like I was, you know, when I was doing these trailers and shorts and stuff, I was like, how can I make it like even more interesting, and how can I kind of like scale it in the way, how can I make better product? And when you are doing trailers, you are kind of like limited with audio directors, right? So you will say, okay, I want to go to prison and record prison core, like basically all the people just to sing and make it like sound super epic. And you have like such a crazy ideas, but then our audio director says like, no, that's too bold. Let's not try it. And then you kind of feel like being down all the time. And I was like, okay, it's probably time to start thinking about my own project, because when you are your own boss, you can make things like really bad and it's totally your responsibility, but you can also make them really good and it's also totally your responsibility. So I was kind of like looking around what could be done and what can be like kind of infinitely scalable. And then when I saw the Beat Saber and everything align, and I was like, oh my goodness, that's it. And yeah, and my other two co-founders just hates me because I'm like the moonshot type of guy. And it's just like, yeah, let's make it like amazing and huge and like the biggest artists and Imagine Dragons and BTS and let's do it. And they are like,
But it paid off. I mean, that's the thing. It's like, you don't take big swings. Yeah. So, you know, I mean, that's what it's all about. I feel like, and also, you know, I think you really hit the nail on the head when it's kind of like you said, there's unlimited potential for Beat Saber. I mean, truly, like it does feel like, even though it's been out for years, I feel like it still has this like crazy fun magic. I mean, you think about like 360 mode, just like, such a level up. I mean, oh my goodness. Like it's wild for people who haven't played, you know, Beat Saber, the blocks are just coming at you. 360 mode, they're coming at you. Like you're turning left, you're turning right. You're all over the place. And again, it makes you feel like a superhero. Like you feel like one of the Avengers. There are some songs in Beat Saber that feel almost like boss levels. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
And it's kind of like, and I think about like, you know, Overkill by Monster Cat in 360, man, it's the blocks are coming at you from all angles, and these walls are making you turn in certain directions, and it feels like I'm fighting a boss, like in this crazy way, and the music is so intense.
Yeah.
Like if you were going to select like music for like a boss level in Beat Saber, what genre would it be? Like what would it sound like in your head if you wanted to make something truly crazy epic?
So we are, every year we are releasing original soundtracks, and usually these soundtracks containing one artist, including myself, and that artist is Camellia, and he is like nuts. Like the music is up, like personally my mom heard the music one time. She's playing Beat Saber regularly, but she's playing like the easier songs. Camellia is like, she was absolutely shocked. And she was like, what the hell is this? And because it's so fast, it's so like crazy, but that's something what is so signature for rhythm game, right? You have like the very fast Japanese type of music, which is like, if I will listen it on the walk, I will probably like start running and freaking out because it's just like crazy. But
punching people, yeah.
Yeah. But in the rhythm game, it's just like perfect fit. So we are really trying to like look for the artists who can do this music for us, because exactly as you mentioned, these are like the hero songs that are extremely hard and becoming like the main songs for this genre, like Dragon Force with their Through Fire and Flames in Guitar Hero. It's like iconic thing, right?
Yes.
So, yep. You know, we are really trying to also bring these songs, which are playable, like properly playable, for example, just for top 5% of our players on Expert Plus, because like they are moving faster than like speed of light, or I don't know.
True. It's just like, faster than human movement.
Like, yeah.
Awesome. Very impressive.
It was funny because I remember in 2018 when we released Beat Saber, Steam released some press message or something like this, that they had to adjust like software for controllers because people are moving faster than they actually expected, which is like, what the hell?
You're pushing the industry.
Yeah.
Yes.
That was pretty cool.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
There's always time for the drive-thru deal. Because no matter how fast you are at making breakfast, McDonald's is faster.
Wake up to McDonald's breakfast and mix and match a classic sausage McMuffin, delicious sausage burrito, or crispy hash browns. Get any two for just $3. Order ahead in the app and pick up curbside. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
I remember back in 2019 when we had talked, I asked you what your favorite song was. And back then, it was actually my personal favorite song too, Pop Star, KDA. It's so good and it's so satisfying to play. But now your library has gotten way more expansive. And this might be a difficult question to narrow down, but I gotta ask.
Oh, yeah.
What song are you stuck on right now?
So the problem is that I really do live in the future and I know the songs which are coming. I'm kind of like trying to compute everything what is not out yet. But honestly, like Fall Out Boy songs are amazing. Like,
yeah.
And actually fun fact about Fall Out Boy, we met in 2019, Mr. Legend, Carmack, himself, and I asked him, like, what is like the band or artist, what he would love to play in Beat Saber. And he mentioned Fall Out Boy. And cool. Since then, I was like, okay, we need to do this for him. And since then, we were working on Fall Out Boy and like a few years passed, but here we go. And really, the songs are working really well. And he is actually really active in Beat Saber and he loves the game, which makes me super happy. So he has good taste.
Yeah.
Very cool.
And how does it work? I'm sure it's different with every artist, but how does, if you can, and I don't know if you could talk about this, but how is the process go when you approach an artist or an artist approaches you to be put into Beat Saber? How does that work? I mean, certainly a lot of these artists must love Beat Saber, or if they don't, are you showing them how it works? And then how does the song selection go? You know, what is that process like?
Yeah, so we are very lucky that a lot of people or a lot of artists are interested in Beat Saber. So it's kind of like from the moment that it was like the biggest win that we got to Imagine Dragons, and I was like over the moon. So now it's actually really stressful for me because there's like so many offers from so many great artists.
Wow, awesome.
But like, oh my God, what do we do first and stuff?
Right.
So we usually, the number one thing what I already mentioned is the music fun to play? And that's kind of like determining everything. And when I'm absolutely sure that the music will be fun to play and there is like a big enough catalog of songs from like certain artists, because we want to make like representation of that artist in VR. So is like the catalog big enough for like making the whole pack with that artist? And then we just start doing licensing, and we connect with the artist and really try to like communicate and be sure that we are really like capturing the atmosphere and visual what the artist has in mind. And yeah, that's, and since then, like, music licensing is very tough because there's a lot of owners in the music, and yeah, that's a wild, wild west. But we always made it work, which is great. Sometimes we need to catch somebody on some island and just like give us approval for that like 1%, please. But other than that, it's really good. Like I'm super happy that like labels and managements are really on board, and they also see that we are selling a lot of music. I think in 2021 we announced that we sold more than 40 million songs in the game, which is kind of nice compared to like when you compare like sales on iTunes when you are buying like physical music. So it's very good compared to this. And this reminds me that we probably should update stats because we are on better place now. So
yeah. I have to say, and one thing I really appreciate about when you guys choose the songs, and I don't know if this is on purpose or not, but I think about like Green Day and you and Fall Out Boy and all of these artists. You have Green Day has such a gigantic catalog, but yet you manage to choose songs that really kind of encompass the whole spectrum. Like I think about like, you know, Minority is one of my favorite Green Day songs. It's not one of their biggest songs, but it's like a great song to play. And I was like, I was so happy to see that on there. And you talk about like being like fun first, like leading fun forward, if we're going to use some corporate terminology.
And that
truly does feel like you guys are really doing a great job with that. So thank you for that.
Yeah. Well, thank you. We are also really trying to like capture all the music from like different timing for that particular artist, right? So it will be kind of bad to put all the songs from Peg just from latest album, just because it's just like huge album. So we are really trying to like even bring songs from the album or from very early work of that particular artist. So not many people actually know, for example. So because I kind of like when games can help you to discover new music. And there's a lot of games who are doing that. And like, we are a rhythm game, right? So we really should do it. So exactly. I'm really trying. It needs to be like danceable and fun. And then when I look through the catalog of that artist, it's kind of like easy to pick.
Yeah, I feel like you've really nailed it. I mean, I can't tell you how long I played Thanks for the Memories. Oh my God, it's so satisfying. But then you have, you know, like some newer music and everything. You have really nailed it with your library and the songs that are available. And, you know, a lot of them are yours, yeah. which is amazing, which is really cool. I mean, you've been an artist composer for a long time. And something I thought that was really cool is that some of your music is actually co-produced by The Sun.
Yeah.
Can we talk about that?
Oh my goodness. Yeah. So first of all, it's kind of sad for me because there's so much work on Beat Saber that like me being composer is really in the background now. So I'm trying to make at least one song for OST each year, which is kind of like still trying not to forget how to use compressors and equalizers and all these type of things. And it's always like new discovery to figure out, oh, I actually can make song. That's really nice. But what I'm also really interested in is like solar and tech and stuff like this. So we built on our house like huge solar panels. And actually Jan, the main developer, he's actually built as well solar panels on his house, and we have batteries and all these type of thing. Wow. And because like I figure out that when I'm composing music and all the energy is stored in batteries, so actually like literally your music is co-produced by sun because Whoa. It's powered by sun, right? So and then I tell it to Jan like, hey, actually all the songs that I'm composing for past 2 years are made from sun, literally. And he said, oh, really? That's so interesting. Me too. All the code what I'm doing is actually done from sun too. And it's really magical when you think about it, that you are creating content which is basically created by the sun. It's crazy. So yeah, so we are really happy that we can do such a thing.
That's very cool. I love being able to use just like natural elements or something that's outside of what you would think to contribute and make things happen. We were talking a little bit earlier about one thing that kind of reminded me of is the Cloudflare Wall of Entropy.
Yeah.
Where for security, it's hard to generate random numbers. So they have this huge wall of lava lamps and they have cameras that take photos at certain intervals to produce random numbers. And that's so, and it also depends on where the light is, yeah. where the sun is and everything. And it's so cool to see people use like other mediums outside of what you would think to create.
Exactly. And I was actually thinking that it would be interesting, like just for music composing purposes, to have something like a synth connected to solar panels, which will, like, when the sun is really powerful, that it's generating some tone. And when there is, like, cool. shade, so the yeah. tone will change. And basically the music is the composer. The sun is the composer, right? So it will, like, yeah. based on the intensity, it can create the sounds and, like, stuff like this. So, yeah, it's kind of geeky, but I love it.
No, that's so cool. And, I can't wait for the next original soundtrack then.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the next original soundtrack composed by the sun, oh, produced
yeah.
by you.
Yeah, there we go. There.
that will be super cool.
Amazing. Well, I hate to say it, but we're almost out of time. This has flown by. I mean, incredible. But we always like to end our interviews with asking our guest their favorite game and their least favorite game. So could be VR, could be, you know, any genre of game. But let's start with your least favorite game, and then we'll end on a high note.
Okay, so actually, that's super simple for me. My least favorite game ever is every roller coaster simulator in VR.
In VR.
Yeah, like I can really generalize this because no matter how good you do it, it's just like bad. Like especially when people are trying for the first time, usually when you are on E3 or somewhere, you are like there is the places where you can try VR and 100% there is demo of it, like roller coaster. Yep. And I'm just like, oh man, I need to steal their headsets and just like go somewhere else. Because basically you get sick from it. And yeah. it's same like when you are in the restaurant and you are there for the first time and you eat food, which makes you sick. I guarantee you, you will never get back. And that's right. Something what's happening with VR right now. With like when you are playing these experiences where there's a lot of motions and you are standing and you are trying it for the first time, guarantee that you will get sick. And it's just like the worst thing. What you can let somebody try. So I'm just like, I can't see it. I'm totally red and I'm just like, yeah. So.
Yeah. And there's often times where I'll hear people who, you know, haven't played a lot of VR or, you know, they're hesitant and they're like, oh, well, it made me feel sick at one point. And I'm like, no, trust me. They figured it out mostly. Yeah. Like just jump in. But yeah, I feel like it's so hard to do roller coasters, right? Even for somebody who spends a lot of time in VR. Oh, yeah. I still feel like I'm gonna throw up.
Yeah,
like it's hard.
Yeah, it's getting better. Two things. It's getting better because there are like tricks like boundaries. So when you are moving, so you have boundaries or you can do teleports and stuff like this. So it's getting better and people are figuring out how to do such a things. But there are things what really you can't cheat. And I just don't think that things like roller coaster, it's good experience, but like for people who are there for a longer time. So for me personally, I'm using VR headsets almost every day. So it's like getting better, but I'm working with VR for 5 years, five plus, right? Right?
So
it's different, right? It's same like when you are like flying with the plane and doing acrobatic stuff. So first day you will throw up, but in a few years you are just like, yeah, it's okay. So, and that's the same thing. So,
I never thought about that. You're totally right though. It's like, yeah, like in a mall, people will be like, why are they making people go on VR roller coasters? That doesn't make any sense. It's crazy.
Yeah. Like on paper, it sounds cool.
Yeah.
But
it's like, I have never elected myself in my house playing like on VR to ever do a roller coaster ever.
Absolutely.
That's a great point.
Man. And they have those simulator, right? Where you can sit with like 20 other people and you are actually there. It's moving and stuff like this. Then you take out the headset and you just like look and there are people who are, I don't want to say it, it's nasty. And I just like, what the hell they are doing? Yeah. Like, yeah. So that's my definitely least favorite game.
Great.
Like,
that's
yeah. Understand.
All right. Well, let's go best. What's your favorite?
So, my favorite game, I think, I think it's Horizon Zero Dawn. Even like the new one, what just came out, it's just so good. And I'm so into it. Like the music is amazing, the environments, the graphics, and the whole atmosphere, and the kind of like the futuristic vibe, what I totally love, and the post-apocalyptic vibe, which I strangely like as well. So it's, it's totally, they hit me hard.
And the music's incredible. And the music's incredible. Epic.
Yeah.
My goodness. Well, Yarrow, thank you so much for talking to us. I mean, and again, like the work you and your team are doing is just absolutely phenomenal and super, super fun. I don't know if you are listening out there, if you haven't played Beat Saber, it will change your life. Truly. It is an amazing experience. Not even a game. It's an experience. So give it a shot. And we look forward to everything you guys are cooking up.
Oh, thank you so much. It was such a pleasure, and thank you so much for inviting me.
Thanks again to Yaroslav for joining us. That was, man, can you imagine? Like, that is like the best game in VR.
Mm-hmm.
It's insane. He created like basketball, or, you know, like you know what I'm saying? Like, it created like a thing that is like, I mean, it's just unbelievable. I so cool. So that was a real treat to talk to him. And of course, first of all, if you haven't already played Beat Saber, you're missing out on one of the joys of my life.
For the three people out there who have not played it yet, please try it out.
And the Fallout Boy music pack is amazing. I gotta say, there's like fire. It's great. It's its own thing. It's very cool and super fun. So go check those out. For sure.
Yes. We're going to take a real quick break and we'll be right back.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network. So whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
And we're back. So all of this Beat Saber talk, and it seems like the sky is the limit for what we can get music-wise in the game now.
Yeah.
Like, we've got Fall Out Boy, Billie Eilish, Zedd, Dead. Like, it seems endless. So my mind is going, is racing with amazing artists and awesome music that I would love to see on it. But I would love to hear, what are your top choices for songs that you need to have in Beat Saber?
So my friend Mars has modded her Oculus and has Beat Saber mods where there's a great, and we talked about this with Yaroslav, there's an amazing modding community that that maps their own favorite songs.
So cool.
So there is a gigantic library out there of songs that you can page through that aren't on Beat Saber, but fans have made. And they've made these amazing worlds. Like, you're flying and biplanes are flying by you, or there's, it looks like, it feels like you're floating up in the air. You know, I saw that movie Belle, which was great, the anime movie. And then Mars and I played like one of the songs from Belle, and it feels like you're floating in the movie.
So
it's crazy.
Cool. Yeah.
So there are a lot of songs out there. But that being said, I have very weird musical taste, and it's a huge spectrum. And there are some bands near and dear to my heart that have not even really been modded.
Mm.
They Might Be Giants is one.
Okay.
That, like, the a lot of those songs, They Might Be Giants, are kind of like kids songs for adults. And I think those would be really fun to play. I think I would love like a Parliament Funkadelic. I would love more funk. I love the band. I love the band Jungle. And that's a new band. And so there's not a lot of older songs in Beat Saber. And so I think I would love to go back. Like, even like thinking about, you're thinking about Rock Band. Think how cool the Beatles Rock Band version was. How cool it was to play those songs that you know so well. So I think I would like to see some kind of old funk songs. Would be, you know, bow, wow, wow, yippee, yo, yippee, yay, bow. Wouldn't that be just be great?
It would be so satisfying.
Yeah. And also, like, you know, Dr. Dre, Eminem.
Yes.
Yeah. What about you guys?
You know, one thing I love that I just came across, before I reveal probably the best music pack that could come to Beat Saber.
Okay.
I would just love to include, I saw a friend of mine post this thing that he found on GitHub where it goes through your Spotify liked songs.
Sick.
It goes through all of it and it looks for songs that already have beat maps made to it.
Yes. Oh, that
is
so great.
So good. So I'll share that with you guys, but I just wanted to, it really lends itself to how amazing just the modding community is around it, and how
truly
there's just so many tools for playing amazing games. I just think that's really cool. But the playlist to end all playlists. I have a playlist on Spotify, and it's made by my friend Alai, and it's called Songs You Hear When Shopping.
Okay.
And it is everything that you would hear if you were at, like, Sears in the early 90s.
Oh, no.
Naked Ladies, There She Goes, Vanessa Carlton, A Thousand Miles, My Father's Eyes, Forever Young.
No.
Like,
no.
I want to feel, and think of the visuals too. I want to feel like I am transported back to a, like, dusty, fluorescent lit Sears.
Like walking into like a Sam Goody in the 90s.
Yeah.
Like,
I want to smell it.
Yeah.
Absolutely not. And I'll tell you why. I worked at Kmart.
Oh, so
okay,
it's triggering.
Sorry. I
there are songs
mentioned
that are ruined for me forever because of that.
No, wait.
Like, Maneater by Hall & Oates.
I'm so sorry.
Nope. Like, Black Velvet. Remember that song? Black Velvet and that old song. This is Michigan, so.
Yeah.
And then, there's four of them. I can never remember the fourth, but then when it comes on, I'll, like, go into, like, a Manchurian Candidate like crazy.
It activates something deep in your brain.
Hooked on a Feeling was the third one that ruined for me. Like when I think of Hooked on a Feeling, I think of when I had to move 25 boxes of Stairmasters up two flights of stairs because the elevator was broken.
So who like, became the Stairmaster?
Right, I did. Or you know what? The stairs mastered me. Also, one time, a bunch of trampolines fell down and pinned me in the loft, and I was stuck under a bunch of trampolines for like 20 minutes. I was just yelling, like, help me, help.
Okay,
and so,
so...
And my, while like, ooga, chaka, ooga, ooga.
Oh my gosh.
It's like I'm just pinned, like, I'm hooked on a feeling. I was like, this is how I die. This is how I die. This is it. So I appreciate what you're saying. I will not be playing that playlist because it horrifies me.
So what might be triggering for some is a full nostalgic experience for others. So
Jen, what about you? What do you want to see on Beat Saber?
I mean, so I have like a lot of favorite songs. You know, anything Queen would be fantastic. Ooh. You know, things like that. But thinking about a different direction, just like with the mechanics of Beat Saber, you know, like they're doing the new like arcing longer things and everything. What about some like classical music? Some like Beethoven, some like for Elise, you know what I mean? Like
I got chills.
What about that be kind of cool to
the
like
Jurassic Park
movie scores? Like
movie scores would be really cool. Halo
the
theme?
Star Wars, Halo, like
wow.
It's these the instrumentals could be.
Yeah, so. I love that. I'm gonna tell you what I don't want. Okay.
Sears.
Beat Saber, I'm sorry I have to go negative, but that's kind of, I'm the heel of this podcast. That's what I do. Please don't go into audiobooks. I don't need to be doing John Grisham's The Rainmaker. You know, it's like 16 hours and it's just all talking and I'm just, it's just, don't, please stay out of the audiobook mapping. That's, do me a favor.
Honestly, I might be here for it.
No.
Me too. Sign me up.
I might be here for it.
That would be amazing.
I'm going to do the whole, hey, you want to go out tonight? No, I can't. I'm Beat Sabering the entire Harry Potter series.
I'm actually kind of here for it. You know what? Like a calm meditation, but Beat Saber.
Okay. Yeah, sure.
Like you're slicing through and it's like, and take a deep breath. And it just makes you move like interpretive dance style. Yeah,
there we go. I love it.
Options are endless.
Options are endless. I love it. Wow. Well, yeah. So let us know. I mean, the modding community is fantastic out there in Beat Saber. And so probably a lot of these already exist. So maybe we should check them out. I want that GitHub thing because I want to go through my Spotify because I got some weird songs in Spotify, man.
I'm excited.
Especially
for
like
you.
When I try to sleep, just the white noise. Trying to do Beat Saber to that is just one block. You just hold it up.
That's it.
For like 30 minutes. But anyway, let us know what songs you want to see on Beat Saber by hitting us up on Twitter at Good Game Nice Try.
And we will see your beautiful faces next week.
That's right. Well, we'll hear them. It's a podcast.
Oh, no, I see them.
Oh, God.
Sorry, guys.
That was the creepiest thing you've ever said.
That was amazing. Oh my God. Good Game Nice Try is produced by Jen Samples and Nick Liao. Our executive producers are Joanna Solitaroff, Adam Saxon, Jeff Ross. Engineering by Eduardo Perez, with engineering and sound design by Chester Guazda. Talent booking by Paula Davis, Gina Batista, and Britt Kahn. Special thanks to Lisa Berm. Music by John Danik. That's what we got to get Beat Saber.
This has been a Team Coco production.
Love the flexibility of working in all sorts of places? Well, working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network like T-Mobile. We have America's largest 5G network, so whether you're on a video call at the park or uploading large files at a coffee shop, we have the 5G speed you need. Whatever takes you on the go, T-Mobile's got you covered. Find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today.
Coverage not available in some areas. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.